recovery. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The federal government providing aid to Florida and South Carolina following Hurricane Ian's devastation. Fox's Rich Edson has more from the White House.
The White House says that President Biden spoke with his Homeland Security advisor. The priority in Florida is getting water and power restored. He also got an updated assessment, according to the White House, on the conditions and damage in South Carolina. He's declared a state of emergency in both of those states. What that does is it frees up federal resources, everything helping with search and rescue, all the way down to portable cell phone towers in those states. Now, much of the federal response has to do with coordinating with governors. He's done so with one of his top critics, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When asked, the president said their relationship was, quote, very fine.
President Biden and the First Lady will be traveling to Florida on Wednesday after visiting Puerto Rico, which was hit by Hurricane Fiona weeks ago, on Monday. At least 47 deaths confirmed in Florida. At least 174 people are dead following a stampede at a soccer match in Indonesia. Police had fired tear gas to end the fighting between fans of the two rival soccer teams. Ukrainian forces reclaiming areas that Russian President Putin just claimed as Russian territory.
Some big Ukrainian advances after Russian President Putin annexed occupied Ukrainian territory. The authoritarian leader then held a choreographed event where state workers were given Russian flags to wave in Moscow's Red Square. We became stronger because we are together, Putin says. The victory will be ours. But the situation at the front belies Putin's propaganda. After several days of heavy fighting, Russian troops withdrew from the eastern city of Liman.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
As the Pennsylvania Senate race heats up, Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz tells Fox's One Nation, crime is a top issue.
The big issue right now in Pennsylvania is the lawlessness, the crime that's out of control. We just had our 1,000th carjacking in Philadelphia. I'm in Pittsburgh right now. People don't feel safe walking through the streets. There's fentanyl deaths happening everywhere. We're top five in the country in that category, caused by an open border.
Dr. Oz faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman this November. The mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, giving her take on migrants being sent in buses from the border to northern cities. Fox's Matt Finn has the details.
The Democratic mayor pro tem of this small border town, Eagle Pass, says she actually supports Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott's busing program. We have more on that in just a second, but we just saw a water rescue in the Rio Grande River behind me. A group carrying a very young child. They had to be rescued by airboat, men, women, and children. It was a busy week here along the border. Yesterday in particular, we saw maybe upwards of 1,000 migrants crossing into the United States on a single day. That group there being rescued tells me they come from Nicaragua. And as we see so often, Border Patrol agents then put them in a van or a bus. They're taken to a processing center and then perhaps released.
Politics having an impact on the Amazon rainforest.
September marking the worst month in a decade for Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Satellites detecting over 42,000 fires last month alone, as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has given more leeway to deforesters while he denies that deforestation has risen during his time in office. Presidential elections begin Sunday in Brazil, with political insiders speculating that workers are cutting and burning as much of the forest as they can before a president with stricter guidelines potentially takes over.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.